and the story of Sherlock Holmes on screen really begins with Sherlock Holmes on stage. The first prominent actor to play Holmes was an American matinee idol, William Gillette, in his own version, Sherlock Holmes, a drama in four acts. The actor Tim Pigott-Smith played Dr. Watson in the first major revival of Gillette's play in the 1970s.
Gillette was an absolutely archetypal Victorian actor-manager. That particular role doesn't really exist now, but then it was the way the theatre worked.
And like the Paget illustrations, Gillette added new elements to the character that endure to this day.
In the Paget drawings, Holmes is smoking a straight pipe, and Gillette introduced the curved pipe. The theory is that it was better for the mouth, that the audience could see him more clearly. And of course, the famous phrase, "Elementary, my dear Watson," was also an invention of Gillette's. He toured the play extensively. He brought it to England, where the young Charles Chaplin, aged 11, played Billy the Page Boy. He made a lot of money out of it. It was phenomenally successful.
The play would serve as a blueprint for future film versions, especially after William Gillette committed his famous stage performance to film in 1916. The film, alas, is now lost, and only these few production stills survive. But it presented for the first time on screen the popular image of Sherlock Holmes, with all the accessories and phrases that Paget and Gillette had given him, and which many, if not all, subsequent actors playing Holmes have adopted.